Oh, are you waking up? That's right. Open your eyes, darling. So cute. Just like a sleepy little kitten. You look surprised. You don't know where you are, do you? Do you even remember me? Oh, now. Don't struggle. Why do you look so panicked? That wide-eyed stare really is adorable. But you're tied far too tightly to that bondage chair to go anywhere. And if you don't stop, you could tip it over. Neither of us want that, my dear. It's okay. You're still feeling a little weak. That'll be the drugs we gave you. The short-term amnesia. If you're wondering where you are, this is Phoenix Corp HQ. You wanted to get in here, remember? You were desperate enough to risk the surveillance tech at the perimeter. Is it everything you hoped for? Answer me. Do you think you're here for a friendly chat? Do you think I'm going to be patient and gentle with you while I extract information from you on your plans to sabotage Phoenix Corp? You will speak when you're spoken to. You will call me mistress. Yes, mistress. I know. You were hoping to find some intelligence and report back to your underground cronies. You want the dirt on Phoenix Corp. Something to confirm your sordid and twisted worldview. You must be disappointed. Are you surprised I know who you are? I can see you have the Thunderbolt tattoo. A daughter of Zeus. A powerful entity like Phoenix Corp will always have its detractors. Conspiracy theorists. Tin foil hat wearers. But there is no big conspiracy. Most citizens who survived the last resource war are grateful to Phoenix Corp. After all, we brought humanity back from the brink. We were perfectly placed, already employing so many citizens and holding so many contracts to deliver government programs. People used to think that a corporation couldn't help build a society. But Phoenix Corp has always been deeply invested in building a better future. What is your plan exactly? Living off-grid and avoiding your responsibilities as a citizen of Earth 2.0? You were carrying this. Exactly the kind of primitive weapon I might expect a savage breeder like you to carry. A knife. What did you hope to do with this, Phoenix Corp owns every weapon tech patent still known to humankind. We may not have the resources to manufacture every kind of weapon that we used to, after the events of the last century. But you really cannot expect to match us. A daughter of Zeus with a hunting knife? Your cause is hopeless. Pitiful, really. Almost as pathetic as the sight of you, bound to that chair, reclined with your legs spread open, arms clasped tightly behind you. You can try and struggle all you like, but you're not going anywhere. Your knife in the hands of your mistress, your captor, perhaps your interrogator, your trainer. When you picked this knife out as a weapon, did you imagine it making its way up your leg? It is leaving just the slightest trace. A light scratch at most. The finest sliver of red. Blazing a trail across the weak flesh of your open thighs. This knife is so sharp. You can probably barely feel it. Maybe it just starts to tingle a few seconds after it leaves its mark on your skin. Maybe you wonder if it is even touching you at all, or if you are just imagining it. How about that? The very tip pressed into your stomach, in your fevered, delirious state. Oh, you're sweating. I bet those trails of sweat are dripping from the base of your neck all the way to the small of your back. Still coming around from the drugs. Oh, don't worry. We didn't give you simulant AH. Not yet. No, we thought it would be more useful to us if you still had your primitive, base desires whilst we interrogate you. I want you to know this is happening. The scratches are real. The marks I'm making are there. And if I wanted, if I pressed just a little more firmly, into your flesh. Right here on your inner thigh. I would slice you right open, right across your femoral artery. Spill your blood. If you think you feel weak now, think about how it would feel to bleed out like that. How the life would drain from your body. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're trembling. You plan to break in here with only this blade as a weapon. Did you imagine holding it to someone's neck? Like this. Oh, I would keep very still if I were you. One wrong move and this blade would pierce your delicate throat. Does this frighten you, I wonder? Oh, it should. Or does it thrill you? What's it like? Don't cry, my little pet. We're only just getting started. Getting to know one another. We've studied you, you know. The daughters of Zeus. You fascinate me. I have to admit, I wonder what it's like to be like you. Unmedicated. Now historians do make it sound intriguing. Disgusting, but fascinating. All the strange, deviant behaviours that took place in a world where humans were just animals, slaves to their sexual desires, breeding out of control and overpopulating the planet, the way bacteria will fill a flask if not kept in check. Even things that have nothing to do with procreation at all. Anal sex, oral sex, homosexuality, bondage. All that wasted energy. Citizens of Earth 2.0 have a duty to be productive, to rebuild society. Imagine if everyone was licking and sucking and fucking one another constantly. I see how you're looking at me, you know. Part of you finds this exciting. Isn't that right? Part of you is so enthralled to that organ between your legs that even in this hopeless scenario, you cannot help but throb for me. Soak for me. What is that like? I wonder if you could show me. Would you like to? Maybe you could show Mistress how it works. Your face is at the perfect height. The way you are reclined. I have never been stimulated in that way. Licked by another woman. Why don't you try? Perhaps you can show me what I've been missing. This is not unpleasant. I can see you are desperately trying to please your mistress. The way you look at me is adorable, but pathetic, really. Keep going. That's it, my little pet. Licking mistress so fast now with that desperate little tongue. Maybe you can earn some mercy. If you can bring me pleasure. I would have expected you to be better at this, more able to hold my attention. I've started to lubricate. I'm sure you can taste it. Maybe if I grab your hair and force your face closer. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Stick your tongue right into my cunt. That's right. You're making a mess. But your efforts are for nothing. I cannot feel more than a mild tickle. Your filthy tongue does nothing to a brain that is designed for rebuilding a planet. Stop. I said stop. You are wasting your time and mine. I think you'll be more useful to me if you just answer my questions. We will start with easy ones today. I just want to understand you better. Your motivations. If you're wondering why that chair has a split seat and why you're bound with your legs splayed, it is because I intend to make use of the base desires you harbour. Your pathetic animal urges are going to prove far more useful to us than they ever will to you. Have you seen a vibrator before? Oh, you're surprised. How sweet. You shouldn't be. Usually, if there's no market for something, it simply doesn't exist. But occasionally something is produced for the greater good, for our purposes. And it doesn't take many resources to make one of these. Now, where is that knife? This game will be even more fun for you with it back at your throat. Be careful not to move. Look at you. Oh, I can see that feels good. Teasing your wet little clit. Making you tingle furiously. Your nipples themselves as hard as the steel blade still at your throat. You don't have simulant AH blocking your desire the way I do. You simple creature. All it takes is a little manual stimulation from this toy to make you writhe, throw back your head and roll your eyes. You are nothing but a toy yourself, a plaything. You look so desperate, so pathetic, like you would do or say anything to be allowed to come. I can't understand it, but there is something quite captivating about watching your face as you dance on the edge. I could watch your pained expression all day. Maybe I will. Why don't you answer an easy question for me first? Why would you choose resistance? Resistance to a society where women are free of the burden of reproduction and child rearing, where we can participate in the highest ranks of corporatocracy, and build a society where the sexes are true equals. An ethical society where the violence of men is kept in check. Without wars. This is not violence. This is insurance. We have something worth protecting, breeder. How can you say this is violence? Isn't this what you call pleasure? You seem intelligent, educated. You have such potential. You could have chosen a different path, you know. Phoenix Corp would have snapped you up. You could have had a brilliant career. If you were so desperate to reproduce. Someone like you might even be eligible for a corporate-sponsored breeding program. And yet, you have turned your back on society. A society that needs you. And why? To avoid your responsibility to take simulant AH. Is your selfish sexual desire so important to you that you're prepared to risk the mistakes of the past? Desire is weakness. As you are starting to find out. You're almost in tears. Ah, yes, pet. You cannot help but shake and quiver. So painfully close, bound like that. I have decided I will let you come for me. But you need to repeat with me as you do. Population control is everyone's responsibility. Good girl. I can see you enjoyed that, even though you didn't want to. This sexual desire is a double-edged sword, isn't it? Mistress will help you. But first, I will help you come again. I need you to learn these lessons. I need you to be my good girl. Would you like that? Would you like Mistress to put the knife away and play with your nipples instead? That must feel nice. Teasing and pinching you. giving you the same exquisite sensation. That ever-closing circle between pleasure and pain. Yes, yes. Pinching and twisting. Your body registers the pain, but your soaked pussy betrays you. Slick and wet, coating the head of the vibrator. This feels good, doesn't it? Good, good. So keep repeating for me. Only through controlling life can we ensure our continued existence. And again, but this time feel that vibration course through you, torturing your clit, but pulsing and throbbing in waves, radiating down your thighs. Yes, I see your toes curling, desperate for that release, that pressure building in your stomach, ready to spring into your chest. Every synapse twitching. Now, as you come, say, simulant AH has saved us. Good. You are so brave. This must be very tiring, but you really are learning your lesson well. I know you can come again. Oh, don't cry. That is very unbecoming. I want you to enjoy yourself. Now, that's it. Ah, yes, let it build. Let the sensation wash over you. It won't take long this time. The last orgasm has barely died down. Oh, this is so much fun to watch. The desperation in your eyes. That fine line between pain and pleasure. Oh, twitching and shuddering, almost breathless. Ah, oh, the veins in your throat pulsing. Everything pulsing and throbbing. Yes, now let go. Come for me, my precious girl. That's it. That's it. That's it. Humans are more than just breeders. Good girl. You're nearly there. Stay strong. You have one more in you for me. No, no, no. We're not stopping. Take your time. That's my sweet, obedient little breeder. That's it. That's it, atta girl. Those moans are music to my ears. I know you're weakened. Mistress is very proud of you. You can say this one slowly as I press the vibrator a little harder against you. And slowly increase the speed. Only Phoenix Corp owns the resources and the algorithms that will build a better Earth. That's it. Well done. You did very, very well. I think you might be starting to understand your place, your purpose. You're exhausted. You poor pet. There, there. I just want to stroke your face and your hair. You are so very pretty, so desirable when you're weak and vulnerable like this. I feel like we've shared something special. I'm going to cut the ropes now. Even if you weren't bound to that chair, I doubt you could stand. I'm going to leave that first cable tie binding your wrists, of course. Stand up now, you can just... Yes, yes, that's it. Slide your arms over the back of the chair. I've got you, pet. That's it. That's it. Shh. Hush. Hush. I know you're tired. I'm going to take you somewhere to rest now. Phoenix Corp has lots of empty warehouses these days. And crates. You might find you're ready to talk more later.